Where are we at now?
I think we're on number 10.
Damn, 10 episodes in?
Double digits.
Wow.
we've been putting into work, man.
Speaking of 10s, let's do a top 10 list.
Let's do it. What are we going to do? We're going to do Woolly Boogers?
Cryptids.
I like it.
Which we used to just call mythological creatures, but now we're in the age of new words used for old shit.
I like it.
So kind of like what happened on the Wednesday podcast when we ran down the list of what the fuck words that kids use these days. So sus. They're DeLulu. I'm trying to add them into everyday life.
Okay. We're going to try to use them every episode now.
No.
God damn.
I mean, we bring gravy up in every episode. Why can't we do this?
Yeah. You make a point.
So there you go.
Yeah. You want to just go ahead and get it out of the way now or you just save it?
What? Talk about gravy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean,
turkey gravy.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm thinking about how I'm going to make that gravy for that turkey bird.
I know which one makes you cringe, though.
What?
Giblet gravy.
Yeah. I don't want to do giblet gravy. Like I said. Can't do it. I ain't about all the anuses and penis foreskins and a beak.
I don't think that's what's in it.
Oh, it's everything, dude.
I think it's
everything they put in a hot dog.
It's all the internal organs.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure there's some foreskins in there or something.
Some sick fucker boils it and then makes a gravy out of it.
Stout.
Throw it on top of your dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Or stuffing, depending on which one you like.
It's dressing.
Yeah, it's of course, in the South it's dressing, but up north it's stuffing.
Yeah, fuck stuffing.
They take the turkey and they cook it with the bread stuff in the gut area.
Yeah, but they leave giblets in there and all that shit too.
Two celery sticks hanging out of it, like antenna. What? No?
Oh, I bet they do. I bet you're right.
Stovetop.
Bet it's blasphemous.
I bet it's stovetop.
I bet it is. They got no imagination.
No, they don't. But they're also the casserole kings and queens up there. So
there ain't nothing wrong with the casserole.
Well, I mean, when everything is a casserole.
Well, that's true. So, about our list of woolly boogers.
Well, hold on. Now, how was your week? It's rude. I can't start this without asking how your week went.
Sucked.
Why?
It just did.
Give us an example. Name one thing that just sucked horribly besides, I know your response, waking up. I'm going to take that one off the board. You can't say, man, waking up.
That was my go-to.
It's always been your go-to.
Breathing. Actually, I am breathing a little better this week than I was last week.
How many people, this is a trivia question because I know the answer, how many people on the planet can wake you up without you being pissed off they woke you up?
There's one.
And who would that be?
You.
Because I learned the trick. Before me, it was your dad.
Oh, he used to piss me off, though. That son of a bitch grabbed me by the toe and yanked me out of the bed. you'd wake me up, and then before the fury could hit, I would have a lit cigarette in my mouth and something to drink.
I gotta look out for my boy. I know that violent rage. Well, I'm a morning person, though.
So. Yeah, I've never been. I always struggle with it.
It's kind of died down a lot over the years. I hit snooze 3 times now instead of just once. And then I'm older, so it takes a little bit longer for everything to get working without thorough amounts of pain. But, you know, I guess it just comes with old age. Well, older age, not old, but.
I'll snooze to infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
I'm bad about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, dude, God, you got reasons. I mean,
maybe I'm just lazy.
Sleep apnea ain't no joke, man.
It's true. It's real. It's real. That monkey is real.
I want to get you one of those masks I've been seeing online. It looks like the Predator mask and shit.
I'm about due up for a new one. That shit's expensive.
I need a 3D printer. That's what I need, because I think that's how you make them. I'm pretty sure that's how you make them, but I'd rather try and make one than spend a couple grand on one.
Yeah. We can make some little toys for the podcast, like keychain toys.
Yeah. We're looking to upgrade some stuff in the studio. We're headed towards boom mics and a new table. I might upgrade the chairs. I don't know.
Now, what's wrong with the damn chairs?
I didn't say anything was wrong with the chairs. I said upgrade the chairs.
Damn. Okay.
Well, what do we got? Well, we have people come in to do the podcast. We're going to make them stand?
Hell yeah, they stand. They look like you'd be on this motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Well, you hear
Not
that.
Not really.
If you get invited on as a guest, your ass is standing the whole time.
I'll stand. You can sit.
That's so gentlemanly of you.
Actually, Robbie will stand.
He already does.
It's because we didn't buy him a chair.
No. Says it's part of his exercise routine. He stands for the podcast. So, got a list of the 10 most famous cryptids from around the world. You want to guess what number one is?
Most famous?
Yeah.
Gotta say, the Bigfoot.
That would be correct. That
the most famous.
Most yeah. recognizable one, yeah. yeah. What would be number two, then?
That's a good one. That's hard to say. I would think to a previous generation, maybe the Loch Ness Monster.
Don't underestimate the Lassie.
That's all right.
Hey, yeah. Correct. So Bigfoot, or Sam Squanch, as he likes to be called. I mean, I've asked him, you know. Mm-hmm. He's easy to talk to, especially if you have a vivid imagination.
Does he carry around beef jerky with him?
That's messing with Sasquatch. Those commercials were funny, though.
Yeah, they were.
Dude's trying to mess with Sasquatch and get beat up, get punched off a golf cart, some shit like that. I can't remember. It was funny, though. So, Bigfoot is a large, hairy, ape-like creature believed to roam the dense forests of North America. And then we have Bigfoot sighting in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I want to say just about every state's probably got some sightings or something.
Do you believe he's real?
No.
No?
I do not believe Sasquatch is real. Because there's no way that somebody eating their breakfast at McDonald's winds up all over the internet with a million views and everybody got a fucking camera now and Sasquatch ain't showing up.
He's very elusive.
Yeah.
He's camera shy. He doesn't like going in front of the camera. I mean, didn't you watch Harry and the Hendersons? He was scared of the cameras.
That was a good movie.
It was a good TV show, too. They had a show out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think that there is a small part of me that believes it could be real. Very small part. But and the reason I say that is because the forest, just like the oceans, it's not fully explored. You don't know what's in there.
No, true.
You know, they look at the rainforest. They, you know, hell is all hidden in there.
Yeah, this shit you can't see, you dead.
Yeah. I mean, but like the Mayan temples and stuff that haven't been discovered.
They just discovered another one recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. And where did they go? Where'd the Mayans go? They got teleported to the upper beyond.
Maybe so.
Well, I mean, that's a podcast for another day. I think the air script stuff is weird. You know, the aerial signs, like, and it looks like it's on a landing strip. Oh, from the sky.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I thought those were kind of neat. You know, this is all the, I don't know. It's all stuff from a show that brought all this stuff to light. It was very popular. I'm not giving them props, though, because I'm going to steal some of their shit.
Oh.
You know, still looking for that lawsuit.
Speaking of that, have you checked the email lately?
I have. Still nothing.
Still flying
over. No, we're fixing to switch over to the promo samples on TikTok. So,
yeah, we're going to see how that works
and
out.
And my affinity for you. Well, I still don't understand this. It's not like I'm playing the whole song. So I don't understand how that's any different from some jackass on YouTube putting a song on there and using it for a little clip of a video. How is it any different?
I don't think it is. I think the problem comes into when it becomes monetized, which we're not going to have that problem for the immediate future.
You don't know, we might get finally across that one rich guy. Maybe Kevin Smith will hear it and he'll give us the push. I'm telling you, this is the campaign that starts today.
And we just get a small cameo in one of your movies, Kevin?
Hash, not only even a cameo, I just want him to come in. All he's got to do is call in and say, hey, what's up, Joe, Preston, Jay, Silent P. You know, just say hey. That's it. I think he'd do it. I think because he's, you know, he knows what it's like to be struggling in India.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a cool dude, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kevin Smith, if you ever hear this, we would love to have you just say hello. Or you can pre-record one. I don't give a shit. I bet I could go on Cameo and get it.
That's what I was going to say. Matter of fact, we don't mind throwing you some bones on Cameo for one.
I wonder how much he costs.
I don't know. We'll have to check it out and see.
Yeah. I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
I'll look it up later because we're doing a list right now. And, you know.
You know how we do, folks.
Right. So the thing that kind of is off-putting about Bigfoot for me, though, is that, like you said, no one's ever truly gotten it. I know there were some supposed historical pictures of them having these giant ape-like creatures that had been killed and, you know, on display, which, you know, that was the thing to do back in the day if it was unique. Kill it. kill it. You know, just
what is that thing, bro? Is that a baby fucking whale?
Kill it, kill it.
Let's poke that thing with something, bro.
It's the narwhal. The unicorn whale. So yeah,
I agree. I think that one is so popular that that it's going to be, somebody's going to have to basically get his damn signature in an interview before it's believed, because everybody has tried to hoax that damn thing.
Yeah, but now we're in the era of AI videos and stuff.
Oh yeah, you can't trust a damn thing.
You can't trust a damn thing anymore. Yeah. You know. But anyways, so yeah, Bigfoot. Jury's kind of out on that one for me. Number two was the Loch Ness Monster. So this is all isolated to one area. Now, I know that there's, isn't there supposed to be something in Lake Placid that's similar to the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, it's alligator in Lake Placid.
Is that the alligator?
I don't know, but that was in the movie.
That was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
I mean, that's a big alligator, excuse me, that's a crocodile.
Crocodile.
Ooh, that's a nasty.
That's a drug, isn't
it? I know.
You want to look like zombie, you take crocodile.
Well, that popularity didn't last long.
No, it was like bath salts. I want to take something that makes me feel like a zombie.
Even the crackheads are like, no, I'm going back to crack.
Right, so the Loch Ness Monster, or Nessie, is a long-necked aquatic creature described as resembling a plesiosaur, with reports dating back to the 6th century. So there might be something to that one.
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to entertain that one. Kind of along the same lines as Bigfoot. It is one that has been hoaxed quite a bit. They admitted that the one was actually a person had built something smaller to scale.
But. Yeah, but then you had the one that was the picture from like the 40s that, you know, was never refuted. I think that there was also a video a couple of years before that, the big AI thing. And you do see something under the water that kind of rushes towards the boat, and it's shaped in the shape of what the Loch Ness Monster is supposed to look like. But I can't remember if that was in Lake Loch Ness or if that was somewhere else.
Well, there was something else that was found in Loch Ness that, like they said, shouldn't have been there. And I don't remember what it was, but Loch Ness, is, I think it's fairly deep, and it does directly feed in from the ocean. I think a part of it's brackish or something like that.
But then again, you're talking about the ocean. We have no clue what the hell's in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. I watched some stuff last night, dude, for a whole nother episode that we can do.
I mean, seriously, this, we're so focused on the outer realms, outer space, we ain't even figured out what the hell's on Earth yet.
In the Mariana Trench.
Yeah,
they so some freaks didn't down there,
wasn't
dude.
There a couple of years ago they had the sonar thing picked up some large thing down in the bottom of the Mariana's Trench? It was like the size of three school buses or something like that.
Yeah,
and then you they had the what was it?
Megalodon.
It was Megalodon. You think it was Megalodon?
I bet it was.
I think it was the Leviathan.
I think it was a Leviathan.
Yeah, from the Book of Enoch, it was the Leviathan.
Okay,
so because it had a normal heat signature, and you're talking about extreme pressure and cold, and you know, just imagine. Normal heat signature, that level of cold water, if it hits the surface. So, you know, sounds like a fire breather to me. So, but again, we'll never know. They'll never be able to build something that can go all the way down to the bottom of it anyway.
I think they have.
No. Mm-hmm. Not that can have a man in it.
No, yeah, that I don't know. I don't think anything, but drones for sure.
We already learned that from the fools that were on that.
Man,
sub.
That thing was piloted with a damn PlayStation 3 controller. He couldn't even buy a PlayStation 4 controller.
Wasn't the name of that thing the Titanic, too? Wasn't it something
was
like
the Titan?
The Titan. The
Titan submersible.
Okay, so you're going to name your vessel after a loosely based off a famous vessel that got hit by an iceberg. And that's where they were going, too, right?
Yeah, they were going to the Titanic wreckage. Oh, yeah. And I think they said it was roughly a little over a mile down or something. That joker's deep.
I'm not. No. No, thank you. Mm-mm. No, thank you. Anything, like, I'll fly, but I'm skittish about flying, too.
I think that event, going like that, would be the closest thing to having a greater being snap his fingers and put you out of existence.
Crush your vessel and watch it sink.
I bet that was beyond instantaneous.
Collapsed. Oh, I'm sure.
I can't imagine.
Hey, you know what you don't ever hear about anymore? The Bermuda Triangle.
That is, you are absolutely correct about that.
That used to be the thing. We were scared of that shit in the 80s, man. In the early 90s, you were scared to death going on a cruise. Where are you going? Bermuda. Don't go near the triangle.
It's like, oh, no, we won't. Everybody knows stay away from there.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, but I'd like to look that one up and see if there's actually flight paths that still avoid it. Because it was a legitimate thing that the flight paths and boats would avoid going through the Bermuda Triangle because of, I guess, it's a magnetic anomaly would be something along those lines.
Right. We're going to save that. We're having good ideas coming right up out of ass.
Yeah, we're brainstorming for future episodes as we're doing an episode.
Whew. Oh, man. That's some professional grade shit
though,
right there.
It is. Though, you know, I got to give props to Mike Brewer again because the next episode is going to be on BlackRock.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brewer, for being a proud supporter of the podcast. And
yeah, thanks for the review, too, man.
Whenever we make it to fame and fortune, we'll fire Robbie, and you can take over the role as a producer.
Yeah, don't worry. Robbie's got one foot on the door already.
You hear that, don't you, Robbie? Oh, no. Okay, yes. So people do lose their jobs around the holidays. But one, you don't get paid for this. Two, you don't get paid for this. So you're free to leave at any time.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
You can disagree all you want, but the fact that Preston lets you have some of his sponsored beverages as payment should be enough.
Yeah, I don't do that for just anybody.
So you've made headway with him anyways. At least he's doing that. What? We'll talk about it later. Anyways, listen, moving on to the next one. So I got a dad joke with the next one. The next one is the Yeti.
Let's hear it, Pops.
I think the Yeti is cooler than the Bigfoot.
not sure.
I made myself laugh. Doesn't that count for something?
Some ruining rated G jokes.
What's this?
G for everyone.
G for Jeebus. So the Yeti or the abominable snowman. Sponsor. This sponsor is brought to you apart by Preston's alcoholic beverage. Please drink it responsibly. I'm going to say that every time. Sorry, guys, you're not going to get away from it. It's my own stupid thing, and you can just deal with it. The abominable snowman or Yeti is yet again a large, hairy, ape-like being said to roam the icy peaks of the Himalayas. Now, there are pictures of that one, too, where you've got the two guys sitting there and are, like, smiling, and they've got a Yeti's scalp on their head. You seen that one?
I have not seen that one.
Look that one up. That one's funny. And then they got the other one where it's just got the guy standing there, and it's like a dead Yeti, and he's like 9 feet tall, and he's towering over this little dude. So,
and then somebody done killed a poor damn polar bear and made a coat out of him.
Who knows? Again, though, I mean, like, you're talking about the Himalayas, so that's Asian folklore.
That's up there with the moo moo thing, ain't it?
The Aruguru?
Is that, moo moo face? The moo moo face thing.
Oh, Momo.
Momo.
I thought you were talking about Aruguru.
No, what's Aruguru?
I have to look it up. It's a monster, too. But so the Yeti, that one, I have no way of confirming nor denying that one because I doubt I'll ever be to the Himalayas.
I'm never going that cold motherfucker. Never.
No. You don't want to go?
No, hell no.
Why not?
I don't want nothing to do with it.
Himalaya ice cream.
I don't do good. I went to Iowa one time and about fucking died. Yeah. I can't do it.
I am not okay with super cold weather. I like cool weather. If I could find a place where it was like 68 to 72 year round.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
All you people live up north, I don't see how y'all do that shit. No wonder y'all crazy as hell.
Thick skin.
It must be. And then people say, well, I can put on more clothes, but I can't take off enough of them. They're full of shit.
That's me. I can.
No, hell no.
I can't take off 60 pounds just like that. I can't.
Mm-mm. It's so cold, your damn balls go up inside your fucking ass and hit you in the roof of the mouth.
And if you had to say one of your favorite cryptid.
Oh, my favorite. I'm pretty good on that one. It's Mothman.
Mothman?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely my favorite.
All right, so we'll do the Mothman next. If you had a second favorite, what would it be?
Chupacabra, my favorite one to say.
Yeah. The damned old Chupacabra, man.
Yeah.
So the Chupacabra is based in Mexican lore. So it's a blood-sucking creature said to prey on livestock with descriptions varying from reptilian to humanoid. But what do you think a chupacabra looks like? And you can't say your dog.
No, no, no. She just acts like one. Yeah, so my vision of it is like some kind of like rabid, fanged wolf type, half wolf, half panther, quarter velociraptor, you know,
Jesus.
Something like that. You know, I mean, it's serious shit. We're talking about damn chupacabra, fuck you up now.
So it does mutate.
I don't even know if my buddy Jeff could take down one of them in a hunt. I don't even know if he could do it.
He would try. He would hold a
most,
picture of it.
Most definitely would.
Smiling. That was the biggest fucking beaver I've ever seen in my entire life. That thing almost made the pages of Hustler with such a big beaver.
No.
He took the beaver hunt section of the porn mag seriously.
That's funny.
No, so the chupacabra is a bloodsucker too, so it's got some vampire.
It has a vampire in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's that one is one that very much rooted in Mexican folklore. I know they I mean, shit. You think you know everything that's running around the desert too, but I mean, there's caves.
Oh shit, yeah.
There's, you know, and that there's no telling what the hell's in all those caves. I mean, hell, we've got one 100 miles from here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, called the Lost Sea. That one, it's a cave with an underwater lake, and then they know that there's a bigger lake adjoining to it through a hole in the cave system.
That's how bad shit happens. You go in that hole, my curiosity.
What was the name of that movie? Where they?
Was it? I want to say the caverns, but it was something else.
Yeah.
The depths or
the in the depths,
in the, something like that. Yeah.
But that one kind of made me scared of like going in. I don't like tight places, you know. I'm just not big on it.
No.
But. I mean, go anybody who's willing to throw on scuba gear and a headlamp and go swimming through that shit, knowing that something might possibly be in there that could eat you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of real shit in there that could eat you up.
Of course there is. So but anyways, we're talking about chupacabra. So the chupacabra is a dog, is described as like a dog-like type of mangy, mongrel, red eyes, fangs. Very snarly, very creepy thing. I'm just going to tell you, if I happen to wind up in Mexico and something like that approaches upon me, I'm going to go code brown in a hurry. That's why I always wear camouflage shorts, so that if that does happen, it just blends right in with my shorts.
Nah, it really doesn't. It's still very noticeable.
Really?
That's all in your head.
That's not from experience at all, is it?
It's all in your head, yeah. Uh-huh. You ain't got to be able to see so good to know that happened.
All right, so now we are on to your... Stop. Snarls Barkley over here.
Something. You smell something.
Smell like shit to me. Next is the Mothman. It's a cryptid associated with tragic events believed to be linked to the town of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Now, the floor is yours, sir. Tell us about it.
My favorite. Yeah, I watched the movies.
Okay, you watched the movies. Great. Just tell me how accurate from the research that you did on them was the movie to the research.
How about we just go with how accurate was the movie?
Okay, fine.
Because I don't know, because I did about 35 seconds of research on
that's about all it takes on this podcast that for us to say, hey, we know what we're talking about.
I really like the fact that everything does coincide with the Silver Bridge collapse. That was a very tragic incident, and there were some really weird sightings and crap, and all this, the timing is, from what I've read, is right with the sightings versus, you know, do I think it had anything to do with the bridge collapse? Not really. But with it being there,
yeah.
And it's all corresponding.
I wonder if the Mothman would be somehow related to, like, the Angel of Death.
That's what a lot of the assumptions are, is maybe some type of angel or demon.
Something, just a, you know, a death bringer, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, come on, man. Like, if you don't believe that there's anything in the afterlife, fine, so be it. That's all on you. But... Mm-hmm. You can't say that there's no possibility that something like that could exist.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just, I get it. Like I've said, and I've talked about this before, you know, we don't know what happens after you're gone, but I do know that something had to put us here, and I'm not going to go on a big philosophical rant, but, I mean, there's got to be things that we can't see.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? They're in other dimension. I still think we're going to dimension hop. Bloop-doop-doop-doop-doop. Boop. Anyway, so that's all you got on the Mothman?
Yeah.
What do you look like?
Mothman.
No description? He looked like a moth, and he was a man.
He looked like a moth, man.
He was a humanoid with moth-like wings.
He looked like a moth that was a man.
Now, I know that there was videos of this and stuff, too, that had surfaced early in the days of the internet.
Yeah, I had saw some of those, and I didn't be honest with you, I couldn't tell you if they were.
Well, I mean, I'm no analyst, so I mean, I couldn't tell you either, but I do know that there has been some that I've seen before, and we'll do this on another episode, too, at some point, stuff caught on camera where, like, I mean, the one with the guy, I don't know if you've seen this one was kind of neat. But he runs by and he taps this other guy, and as the other guy turns, he like misses being hit by a bus.
I've seen a couple videos.
Now the weird part about that one was, if you look at the guy that was tapping the guy on the shoulder, it looks like the exact same person.
Okay. So again,
is it parallel universe stuff? Is it? I mean, maybe Jet Li's The One movie was right. Maybe the multiverse. You know, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe we have different, there's a million, God help us, a million different Joes and Prestons in the multiverse.
Ooh, I'm sorry, multiverse.
But, you know, supposedly we're all different, you know, yeah. based off of which realm or dimension that we're in. Mm-hmm. So somewhere there's actually a very successful Joe who makes lots of money.
One of those dimensions, one of them Prestons, I've got it.
Say that again. What'd you say?
I said, in one of those dimensions, one of those Prestons have still got nuts.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Motherfucker.
I caught so much slack for that, for the jokes.
Who?
I did.
From who?
Who? My wife.
Ha.
She was. Ha.
She should, because you're an asshole. I'm just kidding. I'm delivering these to him on a silver platter.
She said, how the hell is he not mad at you after I do this? I'm like, I don't know. Probably 25 years of friendship, and he knows I'm not serious. You know? Whatever. Anyways, moving on. Skinwalkers. So this one is actually really cool to me.
Yeah, I like it too, especially for Skinwalker Ranch.
But. Well, yeah, there's Skinwalker Ranch, but then that's a Native American folklore thing about shamans who could transform into wolves and bears and rhinos and shit, you know. anyways, that was another Kevin Smith plug. Kevin, I hope you're listening. Anyway, so the Skinwalker thing is really cool to me because it's something that it falls in the esoteric or mysticism realm, which I'm always going to be fascinated with. The fact that, listen, they don't know how deep the Native American shamanism really went. You know, they don't know. They were, like, it was so shrouded in mystery because they didn't really write a whole lot of stuff down. They had the hieroglyphs that, again, if you look at those, like, the hieroglyph of the shamans and they're praying at the fire thing, and then the space helmet people.
Well, I think still to this day, the Native American population still take a lot of that very seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That and drinking fire water.
I heard that doesn't do too good for them.
No. Did you know, and I don't know if this is still true, but the casino in Cherokee, you couldn't buy alcohol on the reservation. You could buy it in the casino, but you can't buy it off the on the reservation.
As far as I know, that's still correct.
Wow. Dry you jokers up.
For liquor, I'm pretty sure.
You think there's any skinwalkers in Cherokee?
I've never really thought about that.
See, whenever I think about it, I always think about that west with the desert.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know if the Cherokee or the Creek Indians were doing it, but.
Yeah. No, I don't know either. I haven't really heard. Now, there are some good fables about the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
There really are. And a lot of them I didn't know about.
Yeah.
There's some creepy shit going on up there. And that's within driving distance for sure.
Yeah, for real. Maybe one of these days we'll go check it out. Call it a road trip. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. We'll go check it out. Take some pictures.
Yeah.
We'll upload the pictures on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Which I'm still trying to figure out how to turn it into like a regular page, because we've got people who are spam posting that I'm having to now approve. Listen, and here's what it is, and I'm just going to be blunt about this because they may listen, and that's great. The problem is that if you're going to befriend the podcast and put your stuff on our page, you have to at least let us put our stuff on yours.
That's fair.
You know, I mean, in this case, it's one-sided. Like, there's no way to post anything on this person's page, and it's no ill will. I don't have any will towards, but I can't. We only have 65 followers right now. God, I wish it was 650,000.
Sure,
we've only got 65. And stuff like that where you're constantly getting spammed, You know?
Oh, yeah.
Then no one's going to pay it any attention.
Yeah.
Anyways, had a point with the what I was saying. So there's the other thing that, like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the guardian over, I think it's called a WOG, W-O-G. It's a creature that watches over the Indian burial mound, or excuse me, indigenous people burial mounds. I mean, got to be politically erect. So anyways, oh God.
But yes, I have heard of I could not remember the name, but I have heard of a spirit being that did look over.
Yeah, it's like a Wendigo WOG, which the Wendigo's on this list too, but it's a creature that watches over the Native American burial grounds. I do know that my immediate boss, Tim, he lives on some property that is right by the creek bed, river bed, and he has two mounds there that, I mean, they're man-made mounds, and there is known that there was Native American settlements in that area. So it kind of makes me wonder, and the cool part about it, like, they always buried them so that when the sun rose, it would hit the burial mounds at first dawn, mm-hmm. and these two mounds in particular actually do that. So, I mean, to say there's not, I don't know. He says he's found some small, like, arrowheads and stuff on the property, too.
I used to find a ton of that stuff when I was a kid. It's like you don't ever see it anymore.
Well, it's not that you don't see it anymore. It's you just don't hunt for it anymore.
I don't know. I'm pretty simple-minded, but I got a lot of time when I'm outside smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're right here by a creek, too. Who the hell knows what you might find? Find an arrowhead, might find a junkie.
That's more of a swamp.
Is a swamp?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you find, half-gnawed on animals and stuff, because the swamp likes to eat things. Anyway, skinwalkers, I thought that was really neat. I know that there was a whole ceremony involved in how they did it. They had to commune with nature, do the whole meditation thing, and then probably smoke a lot of drugs, peyote or whatever.
Right.
To get into the open-mindedness and then shapeshift, which just kind of like, I almost wonder if it's like a bad acid trip. Like, they're like, Squatting Rod is going to transform tonight. He's a skinwalker, and they take all these drugs, and then, like, they're all tripping and hallucinating, and this dude thinks he's turned into something, so he's, like, barking and howling and shitting everywhere, and they're like, oh my God, it worked. Skinwalker has arisen. Maybe it's something like that.
It's possible.
Next on the list is the Wendigo. So this is a mythological creature from the Dakota Sioux tradition, which is Native American again, said to be a giant flesh-eating demon. That is something kind of scary.
Yeah, I always thought of most of these, the Wendigo was the one that would scare me the most.
Why? So the descriptions on it, there's always different descriptions. So let's look and see if we can find what the most popular description of the Wendigo is. Yeah, not going to do that. So the Wendigo or Wendigo, I'm going to quit saying Wendigo now because I don't know. I just I want to look up and see what the description of it is other than just saying it's a giant demon. Like, that doesn't tell me anything. So, a giant demon, in my mind, it could be like Crowley from Supernatural, just in giant form,
Bollocks.
I don't know nothing about that.
You need to watch that show.
I don't really get to watch much of anything in all defense.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. But we've got the Wendigo, then we've got dinosaurs. Like, people still think dinosaurs exist. I don't think dinosaurs evolved. I don't think T-Rexes became chicken.
So what about Nessie?
I mean, but they're saying that there's other types of dinosaurs. Like, I've seen the video of the supposed pterodactyl flying around.
Like, I have not seen that.
Again, you also see that one, and you see one of a dragon, and it's in the same area, and it's like, and dragons are on the list, too. We'll get into that in a minute. The dinosaur stuff, I don't know. The jury's kind of out on that.
You think
one.
They existed?
I know they existed.
Right, that's what I was going to say, too. As far as now, though, there might be one or two hiding under an ice block somewhere.
Well, they say alligators are prehistoric. Could you imagine a school bus-sized alligator back in the day? How did we survive? You know how we survived? Because like Gallagher said, we were the short little fast bastards that got into the cave the quickest. That's how we survived.
You turn to your buddy and you're like, I don't have to be faster than the alligator. I just have to be faster than you.
Right. Why are you taking your shoes off? Because I run faster when I don't have on my shoes. Get better traction. Oh, God. So dinosaurs, yes, we know they existed at once. I don't know that there's been anything found. I definitely don't think we have Jurassic Park in any kind of real shape or form right now, though. I mean, the philosophy, not the philosophy, but the like science behind the, how they said it will work, kind of, I guess. I mean, you're cloning, yeah. Which we know they can clone.
Yeah, I'm growing, about to start growing them meat and shit in labs. This shit's about
we're
to get
hitting,
out of
we're,
here.
The future is here.
Yeah.
Future is here. Next is going to be a protein capsule that you take.
Yeah.
It'll have a, you know, a chemical that makes your brain think you're eating something delicious, but it's just a capsule. I know that they've, this is a side note because we do this a lot. I don't care. CRISPR, the whole genetic research thing, the DNA research thing that they've done, I think that's going to be a big, like, going to be something that cures a lot of things. I know that if they dig deep enough, they'll probably figure out how to alter DNA enough to where we either don't age or we age incredibly slowly.
That's, yeah, I think it's probably a long time coming for that, but I think they're going to start somewhere. They're going to have a lot of, I just see with that, them breaking a hell of a lot of eggs before they get that right, you know.
Breaking a lot of embryo eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't want to, like, it kind of frightens me to think what kind of experiments are going on. It really does. Because if you think about it, it can be easily accessible, you know. Say you have a woman that's in her 20s that dies in a car crash. What do you think that's going to happen? They're going to try and, I think somewhere they're harvesting the embryos. I really do. I mean, I'm sure if not for the black market, then for research.
Oh, I'm sure there's all kind of crazy shit being sold on the black market.
I mean, yeah, kidneys and testicles.
Yeah, testicles on the black market.
Uh-huh. I've seen a thing that says they go for like $150,000 a nut.
I borrow $150,000. I'm actually gonna need $300,000. Come on, spot me till I see. Spot me till I hang a little further, bro.
Did that go the way you thought it was gonna go?
Yeah, it went exactly how I thought it was gonna go. all right, next on the list is dragons or dragonkins.
I had that one time. Dragon ass.
Oh, I thought Dragon Ball.
No, dragon ass.
Well, you can't Dragon Balls.
Call me Peter Dragon.
I'm going to ask this question again on the podcast. Does it still hurt to get kicked in that area?
Yeah, y'all, but how does anybody else know? I mean, I'm sure there's a couple people out there that know, but yes, it fucking hurts.
But, all right, what? Your nuts aren't there anymore to hurt. So, what? I mean, seriously, what hurts?
Your taint, your wiener, your crawl, all that.
I do know this. After they removed yours, your voice didn't go higher. It went deeper.
Did it go deeper?
Yeah.
They took it out last week. Robbie.
It's your party, your pies, his nuts in your hand. That's how it's going.
Jesus Christ. So let's talk about actual dragons.
Oh, is that what were we on dragons? Okay. Right.
These are mythical creatures. They, you know, reptilian or draconian characteristics, with draconian characteristics and the fucking dragon. You can use your imagination on that. But the cool thing about dragons, I do know this. Did you know that they're mentioned in every major religion?
Are they?
Not every major religion, but
a lot of them.
A lot of them. There is reference to dragons. I mean, it's even in the Bible.
So, yeah, I mean, what if, I don't know, what if maybe the fire breathing's embellished or something like that, you know, and they're just a flying.
What if it's not?
Well, that's true. I'm just trying to figure out how they do that.
Here's the thing. Okay. For every myth, there has to be something that started it. Something was seen. Something happened. Something was there in order for this myth to start. And at the time of it becoming a myth, it was not a myth because it was current event. So, if most major religions have reference to a dragon-like creature, then there had to be something at some point that resembled this creature. It's like the Thunderbird, okay? The massive Thunderbird. They know that those at a high probability of existing.
That was one I had never heard of, too.
The Thunderbird?
Mm-hmm.
The Thunderbird. So the Thunderbird was a legendary creature from Native American folklore. Again, it's said to be a large bird of prey that creates thunder and lightning by flapping its wings. Now, okay, I get it. Thunder and lightning. It had to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
There had to have been something that was seen to, I mean, you know, Ford made a car after a Thunderbird.
I know that was what the car was named after.
Well, where do you think the Thunderbird came from?
I thought they made that shit up.
Thunder Chicken. No, the Ford Thunderbird was what it came from. But we've got that. Oh, yeah, the Jersey Devil.
Yep.
So the Jersey Devil was a legendary creature said to inhabit the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, described as a winged, horse-like creature with hooves and blood-curdling scream. That sounds like a demon horse. Jersey Devil. I mean, they're not denying its roots.
Right.
So, and, you know, that's so rooted in folklore. You've got the hockey teams, the New Jersey Devils, which, I mean, I'd almost want to do a little deeper dive into that one at some point, just because there's actually photographs that were taken before the age of artificial intelligence that, I mean, it's awkward. Like, it's not awkward, it's odd.
That's crazy, isn't it? We're going to start going back to, or having to go back to 80, 100 plus year old photos for actual factual evidence on things, because right. Nothing can be trusted now.
Exactly. Have you heard of the Dog Man?
I have not heard of the Dog Man.
The Dog Man is a legendary creature said to have the body of a man and the head of a dog, often associated in folklore with supernatural occurrences.
Well, that's weird.
Wouldn't Dog Man be werewolf?
I would think, yeah. Nothing's been kind of run into the ground.
Now, so, you know, for something to exist and science to recognize it is something completely different than a myth. So science actually recognizes lycanthropy as a medical, like, it's a real thing. So there's a technical term for it, you know. It's just like vampirism. They call it hemophiliac. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Hemophiliac. Those are the people that have to have blood in order to survive.
I think all that shit's in a crazy ass head.
Well, you think.
Unless you need a transfusion or something, but then you ain't running around dressed in black being some kind of fucking daywalker. That's the part they always want to, I'm a vampire. I'm going to the store in the fucking daylight. If you was a fucking vampire, you'd evaporate, motherfucker.
Not if you're from the Twilight vampire era, then you glitter when you get in the sunlight, sir.
Damn daywalkers.
Daywalkers, yeah. Now, the only daywalker I recognize, my friend, is named Blade.
Yes, sir. That's a good movie.
There's another sponsorship brought to you by Preston's Alcoholic Beverage. We are on number 3 for the night.
Delicious ones hit your lips. So good.
Yeah. Have we gotten any further with getting you a lifetime supply?
Yeah, absolutely not.
With getting the black card?
That's why I keep asking you if you're checking the email. I don't want to let that one get by.
You know. I mean,
So on our cryptids... If you were a cryptid, what would you be?
This is like asking me if I had superpowers, what would my superpower be?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But you got to be in the theme of a cryptid. Just kind of use
it. Do I have to name it, or can I just describe it?
You can just describe it. Okay. Maybe we can make up a name together.
All right, so if I was a cryptid, I would like to be a creature that appeared in people's mirrors behind them.
Okay. Kind of on the ghost / spirit realm of cryptid. Now, what would be your MO? What would you?
To scare people into code brown.
And then what are you going to do? You're just going to...
And take off. The description of me being in this mirror monster, I would have jet black eyes that full encompass the eyes.
The full pupil eyeball.
Yeah,
okay.
Full pupil eyeballs. I would be purple, like I'd been choked to death. Like that. Mouth that extended about 2 feet when I opened it.
Oh, yeah, that is freaky. You know. Big old thing, serpent-like tongue.
No, serpent-like tongue, just like when my mouth opened, like it did this super elongated, like...
Yeah. Like Momo.
Look like silly putty when it stretches.
Like that Momo face.
I would be dressed in all black with a green aura around me.
So you'd be dressed just like you do normally, but just the green aura.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not purple.
True.
So, and my mouth is not that big.
No.
It's big. It's just not that big.
Right.
So your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, I think if I had to be one, a cryptid, they would call me the Mad Sacker.
Why would they call you the Mad Sacker?
because I'm going to run around while you're sleeping, and I'm going to put my nut sack on your face and smother you with it.
Just stretch it out. You're going to do the bat wing?
That's right. Try to breathe now.
Do you make any noise before you do this?
No.
You don't go, oh, yeah.
No, no. There's nothing sexual about it. It's all about vengeance.
It's all about vengeance?
It's all about vengeance.
Does you only attack men?
No, we can do that.
Okay. So here's my next question. What if the guy had both his testicles removed? You still going to do it?
Then he is safe from the curse.
He's safe from the curse?
Of the mad sacker.
Okay. The mad sacker. Mm. So let me see if I can put all this together here. So you'd be called the mad sacker. What would you... Did you give a description?
Did I need to?
Yeah. Yeah,
no, I mean, did I need to? Could you just not visualize? Is that not scary enough?
No, I need to know what you would physically look like.
So I think I would be like almost like Slender Man.
Slender Man?
Yeah, like.
So then,
but have like a damn sail between my legs.
So it's a really stretchy sack, huh?
Yeah.
Does it encompass the whole head?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it can get all the way around there. It's like wrapping a thing in a tater sack.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like. I just got a crazy question. Do you think while they're trying to breathe and it makes your sack ripple if it tickle?
I don't think so. Probably hurt.
You hear. While I'm trying to breathe.
But yeah, it'd be the curse of a man that's been done wrong.
Do you only get guys sleeping on couches? Because otherwise, I don't know how you're going to get them because of headboards and the way people sleep on a bed.
Oh, you figure way out. Grab them by the damn feet.
So you could take out guys just sitting at a computer then, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're on their favorite adult website.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we do. Yeah, we take out all the sinners.
All the sinners?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be everybody. We all a bunch of dirty sinners.
But, yeah.
So, but what are you dressed in when you do this?
Nothing.
You're butt-ass naked.
Butt naked.
Wow.
That's scary.
And you know what? We had this conversation, too. I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a sleeper in the buff.
Yeah, okay? Me too. I can't, my clothes get wrapped up.
So this is my fair warning to anyone decides to break in my house in the middle of the night. You will be fighting a naked fat man. Good luck, because I'm not going to stop. You're going to hear a blood roar, and I'm coming like a raging bull, butt ass naked. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that?
Oh, God. I'd freak out.
And I can tell, I know everything you do when I'm gone. Everything. Scratch your balls, take a shit, everything I tell you. Okay?
That would be scary as shit, though. I mean, you did.
It's like, you thought you were breaking in, but now you're stuck with me.
Welcome.
Just let out a little.
You hear a little scurrying.
I've been training my whole life for this very moment.
I can feel Collins in the air tonight comes on.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, that's how I roll. I don't know why. Like, so if you haven't figured it out yet, my brain is very creative. I go in a thousand different directions at once, and so I don't even remember how that came up. I was just thought about it, and I was like, I asked Kimmy, I said, you know, you think it'd freak somebody out if they broke in and I went to go drive, you know, just like barreling at them butt-ass naked? And
I mean, surely to God it would.
Well,
you would think.
Well, so there's that whole, like, I can't remember if this really happened or not. I know it was in the Sword of Truth series. Where they were talking about all the spirits are naked and they were scared of them, but like they would charge into battle with a boner because the thought of battle aroused them. We'll throw that in there too. You
got a battle boner.
Oh my God.
I hear the door creak, you hear.
Oh, goddamn. Oh. walk in there on them. And...
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
That's
in the goddamn refrigerator, eating up all the food.
So the chewing is the wrong thing.
kitchen. You in the kitchen. In the goddamn refrigerator. Eating up all the food.
God, this would be the point where we would need a commercial break if we could fucking take them. Holy shit. Ooh,
we steered that one off the fucking cliff, boy. I think that exploded before it hit the ground.
That 5 minutes was worth the whole fucking episode.
Oh, man. You know, it's a possibility. There might be something wrong with us.
All right, look, I'll stop. Y'all, I know y'all getting sick of hearing us laugh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was...
So, oh, man.
So, thank you for bearing with us on that one.
Yeah. So, had to catch our breaths.
So I want to go over a little bit of housekeeping for a second. So we're actually up to 210 spins, according to RSS. This is the 10th episode, so I mean we're averaging pretty good. I think it has we have an average of 10 rolling subscribers.
Thanks guys.
Yeah, we just want to say thanks for bearing with us through this crazy shit, because this was, you know, this was an idea that I was so down for when it started, and just grateful that I get to do this week in and week out. So
same here, and by all means, guys, feel free to participate in any way that you would like to. We definitely take your input very seriously, and it helps us too. It gives us things that we can take and mangle.
Yeah, we definitely will. So Midweek Madness will be Wednesday. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of You Don't Have the Balls, and we'll see you next time.
It's your party, your pies, his nuts in your hand. That's how it's going.